Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the 452 podcast. I'm Chris Jones.
And I'm Chris Gatterson.
And today we're going to talk about three social media predictions for 2019 that we think we're already seeing come true, but you know, you'll definitely is something you need to be looking out for this year. And the first one would be live is going to get a lot bigger this year. You'll notice that almost every platform now, in fact, every platform now, does live. And the newest entry into this is LinkedIn. LinkedIn just recently, just within the last month or so, or a couple of months, now allows live video. So, you know, you've got Facebook Live and Snapchat, Instagram Live, Facebook Live, LinkedIn Live. It's going to only get bigger. Everyone's got these great phones. Everyone's, you know, is able to really do that anywhere you are.
Well, some people have good phones, dude. I have friends, I have a Razer, bro. A Razer. And I don't know. I can't even like say anything negative about it because it was a super cool phone.
Yeah, but
I don't see how you keep up, like how you have a job.
Did you read they're actually bringing the Razer back?
I did hear about that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I bet it's gonna work.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I don't use anything but Apple, so I'll just have to.
Even just to give your kid.
I'll be watching from the cheap seats.
I would give my kid a Razer.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, even when you think about it, though, even the crappiest smartphones have a pretty decent camera these days.
Yeah, they have great cameras, yeah, which is like why you said they're all going live.
Yeah, so.
And that also leads to more video content on social media. Which is the number two thing we want to talk about. Video content on social media is obviously increasing, like we said, because everyone has cameras, but also because it's so easy to just take a video, put it on Instagram, or get a little 30-second clip, put it on Instagram, and there's your post for the day. Great content.
Yeah, and also what, you know, this kind of leads into the third point, which is that you're going to see a lot more people getting on YouTube. I mean, YouTube is just absolutely insane. It's the second most used search engine on Earth, and the barrier to entry now at this point is so low that, and you look at certain areas, especially like in the makeup space, with beauty and makeup, and the influencers that are being created every single day, it doesn't take hardly anything. Your equipment doesn't have to be super expensive anymore to make really, really professional looking content that's amazing. Not to mention being able to go live, and there's a ton of money to be made. So, I mean, you're gonna see that explode, and anyone who's not doing that should definitely get into it. Anything you want to add to that, Chris?
No, I just agreed. And while you're making content, another thing that's gonna be increasing is not really clickbaiting for engagement, but creating content, and this is the most like overused thing, but creating content that leads to engagement. And we've really had a really good example of that on Instagram, and it's kind of hard to describe, but basically, let's see. It'll be like this. If you like this image, it'll create a heart, and that heart will fill in a piece of the image, and that's like making people click on it, and it's causing engagement. Or they're asking a question in the comments and or in the picture, and then they're saying, write your response in the comments, or like this picture if you vote one way, comment if you vote another way.
Yeah, especially for Instagram, Chris is exactly right. Thinking of creative ways to do a call to action is gonna do amazing for your engagement, and you're seeing more and more creative ways that people are doing that for social media. Hopefully, we'll see the algorithm hang in there, and we'll keep all the organic engagement. We'll keep going on Instagram because it's hot right now. But anyway, I think that's gonna wrap it up for today. Make sure you tune in next week for the next episode of the 452 podcast. I'm Chris Jones.
I'm Chris Gatterson.
And we'll see you next time.